Regional Medical Center is proud of our latest achievement, the only hospital in Arkansas to be named one of HealthGrade's America's 50 Best Hospitals for Cardiac Surgery 4 years in a row. Baxter Regional offers a complete cardiac care program and state-of-the-art heart care, ranking in the top 5% in the nation for cardiac surgery. Baxter Regional Medical Center, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
It will be Mount Holmes basketball to start this second half. They'll be moving right to left as they lead 23-16. Husky takes an inbound pass from Walker, brings it into the front court, throws over to Walker on the left wing, dribbles up between the circles, finds a cutting Pfeiffer going into lane for the layup off the glass, rolls around and goes in. Hannah Pfeiffer picking up right where she left off. She now has 16 points, 25-16, Mountain Home leading it. So we are 20 seconds into this second half. Here's Halsey throwing it to Branch in the front court. She has it on the left wing. Down to Floyd in the corner. Up top to Hicks. Thought about three, now throws it to Halsey. Over to Rose. Back to Halsey. Up top once again to Hicks. Mountain Home right now in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes over to Halsey on the right wing, left wing, that is. Down to Branch in the corner. She drills into the lane, kicks out to Rose. She's going to pull for the jumper. Rolls around, does not go. Rebound controlled by Tabor. And back comes Mountain Home. She throws it to Walker, who's quickly into the front court. Throws over to Husky on the right side. Takes a screen. He's going to dribble to the elbow. Kicks out to Walker. Walker drills between the circles and sets up the offense. Searcy right now in a man-to-man. Walker drills towards the left side, gets there on the wing to Husky. Down to Foreman on the low block. She's going to go into the lane and shuffle her feet before she starts dribbling. She's called for traveling, and Mountain Home's going to turn it over with 6:42 left in the third quarter. 9-point lead for the Lady Bombers as Mountain Home's going with his own press. Here is Hicks throwing it to Rose. She'll get it across the timeline. Now kicks over to Branch near the right corner. Loses the handle of the ball and stolen by Walker. Well, she just really lost the handle just of that dribble. Walker throws it to Husky in the left wing. Takes the screen from Foreman, and an offensive foul, an illegal screen on Anna Grace Foreman. That is her third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 6:19 left to play in the third quarter as Foreman's going to have to take a seat with her third foul. She's replaced by Emma Martin. Another zone press for Mountain Home. Here's Hicks with the ball. Throws it back to Branch. She tries to get in the front court to Rose. Pass was knocked away, stolen by Mountain Home. And Searcy almost comes up with the steal right back. And I think they're going to give Searcy the ball right back because Walker ended up losing the hell of the ball. Good defense by her, but just couldn't hang on to the ball before it went out of bounds. 6:05 left to play in the third quarter. Searcy gets it back, trailing by nine. Hicks dribbles between the circles. Throws over to Halsey on the right side. Back up top to Hicks. Thought about the three. Now dribbles into the lane, going up for the layup. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Controlled by Tabor. Throws it to Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer quickly into the front court. Dribbles towards the lane. Now kicks out to Martin on the right corner. Martin's going to dribble down into the paint. Go up for the layup. No good. But she draws contact and will head to the free throw line for a pair. Taylor Branch picks up her second personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Lady Lions. So with 5:38 left in the third quarter, these will be Mount Holmes' first free throw attempts of the evening. Hannah Pfeiffer already with 16 points. First shot is up and good. That gives the Lady Bombers a double-digit lead once again. One more free throw for Pfeiffer. Second shot is up, and she gets both. 2 of 2 on the night for Pfeiffer. She has 18 points. 27-16, Lady Bombers leading, and they're going with the zone press once again. Branch gets into the front court to Halsey. Now to Floyd near the free throw line, and she's going to be fouled. A reach-in foul on Mountain Home. That is on Hannah Pfeiffer, her first personal foul. Team foul number two here in the second half against the Lady Bombers. 5.5 minutes left in the third quarter. 11-point Mountain Home lead. Hicks will trigger the inbound pass. Trying to find somewhere to go with it. Now gives it to Halsey on the left side. Her pass down on the low block was knocked away by Walker. Stolen by Martin. And now she's going to be fouled in the backcourt. Taylor Branch picks up her third personal foul. Team foul number two against Searcy. 5:25 left in the third quarter. Lady Bombers get the ball back, leading 27-16. Looks like Providence is going to check in for the Lady Lions. Next available time. Ball goes over to Husky on the left wing. She takes a screen from Tabor. Throws up top to Martin. Martin dribbles toward the right side. Now it gives up top to Husky. Husky's going to throw it over to Pfeiffer on the right wing. Her three-pointer is up. No good. Rebound knocked around. Now a foul's going to be called on the rebound on the Lady Bombers. Foul's on Emma Martin. Her first personal foul. Sorry, second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. Providence, Cammie Providence checks into the game for Searcy, replacing Taylor Branch, who again picked up her third foul a little bit ago. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Searcy with the ball as Mountain Home leads by 11. Hicks into the front court. Losing the handle of the ball, and Martin comes up still. She throws it to Pfeiffer, who's quickly back the other way, going in for the lane, for the layup, off the glass and in. Hannah Pfeiffer now with 20 points. 29-16, Mountain Home on top. A little over 4.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Hicks throws out to Providence, who's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. Cammie Providence with her first 3 points of the night. 29-19, Mountain Home leading it. 4:21 left in the third quarter. Here's Walker with the ball between the circles. She will give it to Husky, who sets up the offense. Searcy once again in a man-to-man, and an illegal screen is going to be called away from the ball on Mountain Home. Riley Walker picks up her second personal foul, team foul number four against Mountain Home. 4:10 left in the third quarter. 10-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Not 29-19 is the count. Hicks will walk the ball across the timeline for Searcy. Ball goes over to Providence on the left side, down to Floyd on the low block. She's going to try for the shot. Off the glass, no good. Scramble for the rebound, controlled by Housley. She gives it back to Hicks. I'm sorry, to Floyd. She tries another shot. That one will not go. Another fight for the rebound, and I believe a jump ball is going to be called, and it'll be Searcy's basketball on the possession arrow. 3:49 left to play in the third quarter. Hickson bounces to Floyd on the low block. She puts up the shot off the glass. No good. Rebound controlled by Walker. Back on the Lady Bombers. Walker quickly into the front court. Throws over to Pfeiffer on the right side. Thought about three. Now she's going to drill towards the lane. Kicks out to Tabor on the wing. Up top to Husky. Now she'll give it to Martin. Over to Walker on the left side. She takes a screen. Dribbles up between the circles. Searcy once again in a man-to-man. Ball goes over to Husky on the right side. She's going to take the pick from Foreman. Over to Martin now on the left. I'm sorry, I said Foreman, I meant Tabor. Okay, Pfeiffer has it now at the top. Gives it to Tabor. Up top to Martin. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Ball goes over to Walker on the left wing. She drills up toward the top. Now is going down in towards the lane. Kicks it to Tabor in the paint. She's going to go in for the layup. No good, but draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Emily Housley picks up her second personal foul. Team foul number three against the Lady Lions here in the second half. So Mally Tabor at the free throw line with 2:51 left to play in the third quarter. First shot is up. Rolls around and goes in. That was Mally Tabor's first free throw attempt of the night and her first point of the night. Second shot for Tabor is up, and she gets both. 2 points on the night for Mally Tabor. 31-19, Lady Bombers leading it. Again, less than 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Hicks into the front court for the Lady Lions. Drills toward the left wing, gives it there to Housley. Now Housley takes a screen, thought about the three, and she double dribbles. Mountain's going to get back on the turnover with 2:36 left in the third. Walker will take the inbound pass from Husky from the far sideline and walk it into the front court. Ball goes over to Husky on the left wing. Drills toward the free throw line. Picks up a drill. Now gives it to Martin on the left side. Now back to Walker, who's going to dribble up toward the top and reset the offense. Walker drills to the left wing. And she's going to be fouled. Jessica Rose with her first personal foul. Team foul number four against the Lady Lions. Mally Tabor will inbound it on the baseline with 2:10 left to play in the third quarter. I'm sorry, Pfeiffer's going to go to the baseline to throw the inbound pass. So 12-point lead for the Lady Bombers. Walker takes the inbound pass from the left side. Now gives it to Husky near the corner. She's going to dribble towards the lane. Now kicks out to Walker on the right side near the corner. She's going to take the screen. Dribbles up toward the top. Gives it to Martin. Over to Husky on the left side. Back up top to Martin. Less than 2 minutes left to play in this third quarter. It's a 12-point lead for Mount Salem. 31-19 is the score. Pfeiffer has it near the top. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Dribbles near the corner. Now she's going down into the lane. Going to go up for the reverse layup. No good, but draws plenty of contact and will head to the charity stripe. 1:32 left to play in the third quarter. That foul is on Cammie Province. Her first personal foul. Team foul number 5 against the Lady Lions. So it will be 2 shots for Emma Martin. First shot is up. No good. Taylor Branch checking back into the game for Searcy, replacing Emily Housley. Second shot is up. Wells rolls around, misses both. 0-2 for Emma Martin with 4 points on the night, and Searcy gets the rebound. Here's Hicks across the timeline. Drills to the right wing. Now gives it to Floyd. Floyd's going to dribble down into lane, going up for the running jumper. No good. Offensive rebound for Branch. She tries to go back up with it. Well, they're going to say the foul's on the floor, so Searcy will inbound it on the baseline. That foul is on Mally Tabor. That is her third personal foul, team foul number 5 against Mount Salem. 1:15 left to play in the third quarter. Hicks is looking for somewhere to inbound the ball, and she's not going to beat the 5-second count, and Mount Salem's going to get it back on the turnover. 31-19, Lady Bombers with the ball and the lead. A little over a minute left to play in this third quarter. Walker has it up at the top. Throws over to Martin on the right side. Now we have less than a minute left. Mount Salem looks like they're going to be content to hold for the last shot of the period. Martin's not even dribbling. She's just holding the ball out there with 45 seconds left. So right now they're just going to watch the second stick by. Ball goes over to Husky. Now to Walker. Back over to Husky. 35 seconds left. Over to Martin on the right side. Martin's just holding the ball. No one out there near her. Now she gives the ball to Husky. Over to Walker on the left wing. 20 seconds left. Walker's going to dribble between the circles. Finds Pfeiffer. Over to Walker on the left side. Now she gives it down on the low block to Tabor. She's going into the lane for the layup. No good. Hicks gets the rebound. 6 seconds left. Hicks will cross the timeline with it. 3 seconds. Finds Floyd on the low block. She's going to go up for the layup, off the glass and in. And that's the way this third quarter is going to end, as Floyd now has 4 points on the night. 24 minutes in the books. Our score at the end of three quarters. Mount Salem leading Searcy 31-21. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
The new year is time for resolutions, fresh starts, and change. It's the perfect time to change to Integrity First. Now through the end of January, bring your checks from your old bank and open a new Integrity First checking account with a minimum of $100, and you'll get a complimentary box of Integrity First Bank checks. Plus, we'll buy those old bank checks for $50. We'll even include a 3x5 safe deposit box free for 1 year. Happy New Year from Integrity First Bank. Equal Housing Lender Member FDIC.